Hi, girl. How
Can you
are
hear me
you?
fine?
I can
I'm
hear you
great,
fine.
thank
Perfectly
you. How
fine.
about you? How are
I'm
you?
good. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Just having a really chill Sunday.
Chill
Spilling my
Sunday.
tea. Just
Yeah. How's
comfortable.
like Melbourne? Because like it's like the economy
Oh,
of quarantine and all those things,
I know.
right?
It's been crazy, but I'm not in Melbourne, right? Thank God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'm in Torquay, so we're on stage three and they're on stage
Yeah.
four, which is not too bad, really.
Okay. Wait, I just
Yeah.
need to pin our topic today in the
Yeah.
comment section.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, thank you so much, Ness, to join us today.
No worries, anytime.
Okay, so why don't you like give a little introduction and I'll maybe do a little introduction about Reprodukasi.
No, you do first. You go
Okay.
first.
Yeah, so Reprodukasi is a new sexual health and reproductive health information platform. It's actually a sub-project dari Seribu Tujuan, which is like a mental health platform. So the team decided to make this because we believe that sexual health is not really talked about openly at home in Indonesia. And because in Seribu Tujuan, we're doing like a relationship month where we will talk about sex and we will talk about how that impacts our relationships, we thought it was our moral obligation to have a sex education platform. Jadi Reprodukasi will talk about the biological aspect, the psychological aspect, and the social aspect of sex education
Yeah,
and
the full shebang.
relationships. Yeah. And so, karena orang tuh kalau mikirin sex education, they only think of like, oh, condom or like, oh, it's just sex. Padahal it's so much bigger than that, ya gak sih? All right. So, why don't you go introduce yourself?
Sure. So, hello everyone. My name is Nasia. And I'm a medical student studying in Melbourne, so I have quite a good background, dare I say, about like biological side of thing, about reproduction, reproductive health, puberty, and yeah. So me myself is in Indonesian, and yeah, I was born in Indo, so I was raised in Indo, so I know how it is back at home. So I'm in the and I've been in Australia for the past 5 years, so I have good exposure for both world.
Yeah, which is like such a good experience, right? Because like we met in first year. And so, we both have experienced like both worlds and kind of I guess we're pretty lucky in a sense because we kind of see the impact of sex education, right? So today, the topic that we're gonna talk about, it's actually the first episode of Sextember Talks. So Sextember Talks tuh dimana kita kayak blak-blakan dan bener-bener ngobrol unfiltered about sex education, and also just like starting the conversation surrounding it. Because I feel that's like how to break down that stigma and that taboo of like sex, because I feel it's such an important topic. Everyone
Oh, for sure.
would benefit from sex education,
Hundred.
regardless if you're having sex or not now, gitu kan ya.
Well, eventually you wish, you hope so.
To each their own,
Yeah.
but
And I just want to say that this is a safe space. This is just like two girls having a conversation, trying to make the world a better place. So, yeah, be nice. Give us your questions if you have any, and just help us making like a safe space for everyone to, like open up and start the conversation. Yeah.
So why don't we start with the first question? Why should we actually talk about sex and like why is sex education important?
Oh man, I don't even know where to start. It is so obvious that it's so important because like everyone feel the desire, the sexual desire, once you reach that puberty, once you reach that level. And kaya, it's just so unfair for us, for people to kaya, to just deprive kids, deprive teenager from that knowledge about what they're feeling and what their body and their mental going through through life, you know. And it's like it's also unfair for them to only discover that once they get married
or
having to like secretly go to Google and like, you know, look up the internet about what they're feeling and how to deal with it. So I think it's very important for us to have that kind of reliable information that we can give people, young Indonesian, about anything, including sexual health.
Yeah.
Any part, like any subdivision of health, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you, because like sexual health, as you mentioned, we will eventually get to puberty and we'll eventually feel all those hormones and get, you know, eventually we will come across sex, whether it's, you know, about puberty atau emang about like the sex, emang kayak sexually transmitted diseases. Yeah. And so I absolutely agree with you how like, you know, sexual health is an important aspect of your health.
Yeah.
And so it definitely kaya, I'm sorry, tapi kaya I'm like looking at like the people commenting. Like I'm just like, oh, bahasa Indonesia. I'm like, oh no.
Okay. All right.
We'll
try. Okay. Let's try.
No. But I feel like we can just like go mix gitu kali kaya. Kita kaya coba.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Tapi ya kayak seperti yang Nesia bilang, kayak seks tuh kita sebagai anyone, humans, kita akan
sebagai
kayak
manusia, kan?
Sebagai manusia. We're gonna stumble upon it.
Or animal, like dogs, cats.
Yeah, rabbits. Absolutely.
They do have sex. And it's an experience. And like people kayak people will be curious, right?
I think you hit an important point there, because like as teenagers, I'm pretty sure orang remaja tuh, they're very very curious and they would search instead through porn perhaps, which is not exactly the most realistic thing gitu kan ya. It's like bukan paling realistic gitu kan.
Yeah, and that leads to what? To insecurity.
Makanya.
What else? Like
unrealistic expectations.
Exactly.
All these things. Yeah. But why do you think Indonesians too very shy to talk about sex or even puberty gitu? I actually know people yang kayak malu banget talking about menstruation and stuff. Okay, why do you think they're like malu?
I think it's just like it's a social construct.
Yeah.
That's been so ingrained kayak in you from, you know, kayak from even before you were born.
Yeah. Kayak,
your parents, your grandparents, your great-great-grandparents have had the same, you know, okay, belief and the same social construct.
But, yeah.
It's like it's private and it should be kept private. But kaya, nowadays, it's like, you know, the society evolve, you know, and like we have better knowledge. We have better exposure, and I think there's no shame in kind of adjusting just a little bit.
Yeah.
Without damaging the core value of your belief.
Yeah.
I think that's why.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like karena they didn't get taught that when they were teenagers, and so they don't feel like they need to teach like their children that, and I think it's just like a, you know, cultural thing. But I feel like and I feel like there's a huge religion aspect of it juga, nggak sih? Because like religiously we usually don't talk about sex openly or, you know, all these things. And I think there's like that misconception, di mana kayak sex education don't teach abstinence, but it actually does. Like,
yeah,
people do actually talk about abstinence, right?
Yeah. And kayak, that doesn't, it's like, it doesn't necessarily like encourage people to have sex.
Yeah, no.
It's just poorly educational so that people can make informed decision and informed consent and all of those.
I agree with you because like I feel a lot of people actually like a WHO study, if I'm not mistaken, they actually did like this study where like, you know, does sex education actually increase teenagers to have sex? And like the study actually said that because teenagers learned about, you know, sexually transmitted diseases, they kind of delay their like sex onset, which is like such an interesting thing because to be honest with you, like I would have, you know, like I feel like if you know the consequences, if you know like all these things, if you know, if you get that education, I feel you'll be more mindful about like the decisions you make. Right.
Exactly. Because like without that, okay, there's only a few ways for you to figure out whether to just do it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I don't know. What else could you?
I know. Exactly. And I feel like because we consume, like even Indonesian, like the whole Indonesia as well, we consume Western media a lot as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like YouTube or even just like movies in general. Mm-hmm. Like, and we don't have the same sex education that Western countries have. I feel like that's kind of wrong in a way because then, you know, people in America or here in Australia, they all have that education. So when they consume it, they kind of can practice safe sex.
Yeah.
While Indonesians are just kind of left with like, oh, we need to have sex. But then they're not like gak kebekel dengan how to actually have safe sex.
And kayak, I really don't agree with kayak just, you know, kayak censoring semuanya. For example, in movies or kayak in media, like TV movies and everything. I was just thinking, kayak, why don't we put that effort into making a legit with that fund and that effort, we could do something more, something better and more meaningful in the long run too.
Agree with you. I feel like if you see like in Indonesian entertainment, itu kayak cleavage aja tuh disensor gitu kan, kayak
why?
It doesn't work. In a way, it doesn't work because people can just find it, satu, then kayak dua, people can make up their mind through it, you know?
Yeah. It's like they're trying to suppress something, but clearly it's not working.
Yeah.
Right? And kayak, it's never good trying to resolve something by suppression, I feel.
Yeah. It won't solve it for sure.
Yeah.
So
wait, back to the question.
How?
What was the question again?
Yeah. Well, we'll go to the next one. Like, how do we actually start conversations surrounding it?
I think start with being more careful on how you talk about it. Make sure that you're not. How do I explain it? Like the way you talk about it is not somewhat degrading.
I feel like a lot of people just directly relates it to porn, like with sex, and then kind of just looks down on people who actually have sex, right?
For example, kayak, when you're talking to your friends about, you know, kayak, oh, this person and that person, I think they're like, ooh. Like, start with yourself. Don't talk about it that way.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good way to, translate the conversation into more positive, encouraging way. And also like stop judging and kind of devaluing, especially women, for their sexual values or choices. It's so unfair. Okay, why do we grow up hearing even from our own parents that you as female can't get even near the idea of not even sex, but just like physical touch or whatever. If you're a female, that's a no.
Yeah.
But if you're a male, like,
it's fine.
I don't see it.
Yeah, nobody's gonna, like, yeah.
What the fuck? Like, what's the difference? What? And, it's so true. Okay, I remember when, waktu aku masih kecil gitu kan, waktu masih di Indo, itu kayak orang-orang bilang, kalau misalnya you have sex, your vagina just gonna it's gonna loosen up and it's not gonna be good anymore. So people not gonna want you anymore, and it's gonna be so hard for you to get a husband, whatever. No, kayak it's not true, and kayak it would surprise you how many people still think that that's a fact.
I agree. I was told the same thing, juga. I was told kayak if once you've had like sex outside marriage, it's gonna ruin your whole marriage in the future, and it's like, you know, it's gonna ruin your quality of your vagina or something like that. I'm like, okay, that's pretty interesting. That's a pretty interesting myth that we all Indonesians, a lot of Indonesians, believe in.
And like me, it really depends on like who you marry. Like, would you even want to marry someone who would see women just by their like sexual choices? Just by how many people that they have had sex with or they haven't had sex with. It's just very, very disappointing, right?
It's such a bad mindset to have, for sure. But and,
I just want to say, like, sure, like if you're a male and, you know, like you're thinking like, oh, whatever, it's not my problem, just start thinking about your sister, or maybe in the future you're gonna have a daughter. Like, those women will go through the same process that you've been through, maybe not in the same exact timeline, but they are going to question what they feel, what they're going through. And like, think about those future generation who, if we don't change now, would probably will never get that, you know, the education and the knowledge about their own body. Like, I think it's
for me. I agree with you. I definitely agree, because I feel like a lot of people are very, very more judgmental towards women than they are of men. Like, you know how, you know, if we know a girl have already had sex, it's like, you know, it's like we look down on her. But then if it's like a man, we're probably like, oh, you know, you get it, boy, gitu kan.
Yeah.
Di Indo tuh kayak malah kayak, hey, we're like, hey, you know, do it, gitu. And so I definitely agree with you how, like, think of it as like your sister or your, I don't know, your sister or mungkin kayak your future daughter. Where, like, they're going to be curious as well, you know? They're going to be curious as well, and they want to know the information as well. All right. Now, I feel like we've already hit on this quite a lot. Thoughts on having sex before marriage?
It's always kind of come back to you yourself. Yeah. It's your body and it's your life.
Yeah.
And I feel like as long as you're ready, you know you're about to do, and you feel comfortable, then go for it. But if you decide that no, I don't think it's something that I want to do, and I think I'll be happier without sex, and I kind of want to like save it for my husband, then
marriage, yeah,
then go you like stand your ground.
Yeah,
don't let anyone deter you. So I value individualism a lot, and that you should be able to make decision for yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with like having sex before marriage if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, I feel like I agree with you. I feel like you should, I feel it's a very personal choice that you make. I think like, you know, you should not, I don't know, because I feel a lot of people butt in other people's business too much, especially when it comes to sex. And then like they try to enforce whatever they're feeling, like whatever they're trying to like, you know, whatever they believe in. And I think I agree with you. I feel like if your choice is, you know, to, it's okay to have sex before marriage, then it's absolutely your choice. But again, like if your choice is to wait until marriage, then honestly, it's totally fine as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like nowadays, go on.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying nowadays, there's also that added pressure of having sex like in prom or like having sex in university, you know, because I feel, So I honestly do agree with you. You should just honor whatever choice you have and you shouldn't be embarrassed about it. Yeah.
Sorry, you got cut off for a little bit, Jen.
Oh, okay, I got lagged a bit. Okay. Yeah. I was saying like how we should just respect each other's choices, kind of like if you want to have sex before marriage, that's honestly your choice. And if you believe in a religion, perhaps, and you want to wait after marriage, like that's also completely fine.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's more also like it's more about who you're having it with than when. What I learned in, I don't know, 23 years of my life, that it really doesn't matter. The timing doesn't matter that much. It's just about how comfortable you are with that person.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So, like if you one day you decide to, maybe I want to try it. And, you know, like I know the consequences, I know how to use condom or I'm on the pill, so I'm not at risk, whatever.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, the other person that you are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
With, yeah. Right. Because it, trust me, it's so much better if you feel comfortable with that other person. So, yeah. And I was going to say something else too, but I forgot.
Maybe I'll continue on with like the comfortable part. I feel like what you mentioned was right. Like it, you know, it really important who you're comfortable to have sex with. And I think that relates to consent. Like consent, it's so important. I cannot stress it enough.
Yeah.
I feel like whether you get a, you know, yes or no, like you have to be able to kind of realize when you should have sex in a way, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How important is consent?
Oh, you can go to jail if you have sex without consent. That's how important it is.
Yeah.
And it's also like morally important too. It's like one thing that I agree with most religious people is that sex is a sacred thing.
Okay,
if you have had sex for a few times and you want a casual thing just for pleasure and fun,
yeah,
but it's it is a sacred thing when you are having it with someone that you love, that you're comfortable with, and therefore consent, right? Because if you have sex with someone without consent, that could be called a rape, right?
That is rape. That is for sure rape. Yeah.
So that's how consent is important. And you should know that if you have had sex before without consent, that's rape, and you can get justice for yourself.
Yes, for sure.
Get a lawyer and fucking sue that person, because no one should be able to do that to you. So consent, it's just, so what I learned from medical school, consent is only valid if it is informed and without coercion, which means consent itu valid kalau misalnya lo tahu apa yang lo consent for, right?
Yeah.
So kayak the consequences, what it entails, yada yada yada. And also consent is only valid if there's no coercion, which means that you can't be
manipulated. You can't be manipulated into like giving consent as well.
If you go out with a boy or a girl, and then they're like, oh, I have sex with you, so you know, okay, I'm like penetrative sex, so my something or something will go to your something, and then they go, yes, okay, all right, and then I'm gonna take my pants now, okay?
Maksa, right. Dia kayak bener-bener maksa, gitu, maksa, dan maksa, it's not, no, that's not
and they go, oh yeah, then okay, that's not consent. That's another thing of, like, another reason why sex education is so important, kayak, it's human nature to, you know, like, get horny and like want to do something.
And if you don't
know how to satisfy yourself, you'll end up like in the community and trying to like becoming a predator and assaulting someone and so we
absolutely agree, because like in Indonesian culture, like watching porn or masturbation is very looked down upon in that sense. Jadi kayak if they actually want to kayak, makanya, if they want to like get rid of their horny feelings, they'll just go rape someone, which is like such a terrible thing that I'm saying right now, but it happens. It honestly happens.
So like sex education would also involve like how to like satisfy yourself if you don't want to get involved with another person, which is totally okay. Like, I satisfy myself all the time. Like, what's wrong with it? You know?
Which is like, okay. I agree with you. Sex education can actually help you learn about, you know, whatever you're feeling and whatever, like how to relieve it as well. But aside from that, sorry, go on. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I was gonna say, like, if boys can, you know, okay, mimpi basah, whatever, or like jerk off to like, you know, satisfy themselves, then why can't girls? Okay, we have the same biological needs.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely. And I think aside from that, sex education can also teach a lot of people what sexual abuse is. You know, because I feel like we don't know what actually is consent. Utuhnya tuh kita nggak tahu gitu loh. Kayak, ya nggak sih? Exactly. Because like I feel a lot of people think it's just like, oh, but I said yes to it. But technically, you were kind of forced to say yes to it. So then it's not really consent if you're forced to say yes to it. Which is why it's like, I truly think sex education is very important. And should definitely be taught to a lot of teenagers. So, go on, sorry.
I was gonna say, I was on reprodukasi Instagram kan, just scrolling down. And then I found that kayak what, 3 out of 10 women in Indonesia have experienced sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep burping. And that's crazy.
Yeah. 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 It's, yeah. It's wild. And I think a lot of people don't realize how hard it is for sexual abuse victims to actually, or sexual abuse survivors to talk and like actually go through the legal process. Cause it's not something easy to talk about. It's not something easy. You know, it's like, you don't want to remember that. Like it's not. Yeah.
And if you're living in like, if you're living in a community where people, majority of people believe that if you're not, you know, if you're not married, and you have had sexual intercourse, then your value is so, you know, it's just, you just not.
You would never even, you would never talk about it. Like, I remember, like, I was watching this news with one of my friends who's, like, Indonesian, a guy, gitu kan, and we were watching the news of, like, someone talking about sexual abuse, and he said, ya ampun kok aib-aib disebar-sebar. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, she's so brave to actually talk about her story. And you're telling us like, oh, dia kok aib di sexual abuse nggak ngomongin. And I'm like, bro, we're not friends anymore. Like, I will educate you right now. Like, no.
Yeah. I think it's also important for people to be able to put themselves in someone else's shoes, especially when other people are struggling. Kayak, just take a few moments, close your eyes, and imagine being her.
Yeah, it's not it's not easy for sure. It's
And whilst we're on the topic, for anyone who's watching and you know, get curious, just watch Sexual Education on Netflix. The series,
I have it's actually. So good. I have. Go,
it's
yeah.
So good. I feel like all teenagers should, you know, should watch it.
Watch Sex Education. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I'm sorry, I'm plugging as well. If you guys want to learn more about sex education, you guys can visit www.reprodukasi.org.
Of course. Because there's also translation to Indonesia.
Yeah, ada bahasa Indonesia, ada bahasa Inggrisnya. And so we talk about a lot of things. We even talk about gender as well. We talk about, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. Let's actually talk about that, safe sex. Let's actually talk about how important safe sex is. Yeah.
It is so, I can't even tell you how important it is, because there are a lot of different types of sexual transmitted diseases, right?
And
some of them we actually don't have cure for.
Yeah.
Like HIV, herpes, what else do we not have a cure for? I think the common one we do have, you know, cure for, but that's also only if you know or realize like a certain period of time
No, I was just about to add to what you said, because a lot of like sexually transmitted diseases is asymptomatic, which is like you don't actually experience any symptoms. So like chlamydia and gonorrhea, sometimes you won't experience until it's like intense. So then it's like, infertility, or, you know, there's like long-term effects to it. So there might be like a cure. There might be a cure, but if you don't regularly test yourself, you won't find out, you know, because sometimes, most of the time, it's like they don't show symptoms. So and you mentioned like the, you know, HIV, that's like a big one as well. I think a lot of people, we forget about it because there's like PrEP and PEP nowadays, but that's also very important, you know, sexually transmitted diseases, especially in the LGBTQ community as well, right? If I'm mistaken.
So, and that's like that.
Yeah.
Another topic of the itself, right? Like LGBTIQ community.
Yeah.
And, your right as an individual, yeah, of what or whom or what pronouns, yeah, you want to be called for.
Yes.
And yeah.
For I the think future, like, I yeah, about it. For sure. I'm like already trying to line up a few people to come join the live to talk about their experience because like, I feel in Indonesia, it's a lot more different. I feel like, yeah, not a lot of people are accepting of that lifestyle as well, or like, you know, what they identify as. And I think it's, yeah, very, it's such a hard thing because they're already struggling. I obviously won't understand because I've never been in their shoes, but you know, you put yourself in their shoes. Like they also already don't understand. They try to figure it out themselves. And in, yeah, here's like a whole society that's judging them, which is, yeah, like a whole other big topic that we can definitely, yeah, talk about.
Yeah. And we should also remember that it is not impossible for us to get to, you know, like that position where not most country, but a lot of developed countries are on, like Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of Europe countries. So yeah, it's change is not impossible.
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible, but it has to start. It has somewhere.
Yeah. For sure. Mm. All right. So I think like the next question that it's here, it's like, how do you say, like going back to like our, what we talked about, how consent is so important, mm, and you shouldn't feel like you have to have sex if you don't feel like you want to have sex. Like if you want to wait after marriage, or even if you're already in marriage and you don't want to have sex, like you can say no.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not, yeah. How do you say no? How do you say no to like someone who's like, yeah?
I think just be honest and just be honest about how you feel, what you're thinking, to that other person. And that's like, that's why it's very important for you to only get close to good people. Because like there are a lot of bad people out there who,
yeah,
would not care about how you feel and what you want and just want to go for what they wanted. So like, it's, yeah, very important for you to kind of like selectively choose people who you want to be close with, who you want to be friends with, who you want to have intimate relationship with. And yeah, like if that person really care about you, they should be able to understand, because like, sure, sex is good, like who doesn't want pleasure, right? But it is also not everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Like there are so many successful marriages out there who didn't have sex before marriage. So it is, yeah, not everything. And if you feel like you don't want to have sex before marriage, it's okay. And you still can have like very fulfilling relationship without sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think having that shared open discussion with that other person, that's,
yeah,
important. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think communicating, yeah, for sure. Communicating, yeah, like what you feel, and you know, trying to probably meet in the middle perhaps, or maybe just trying to like talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also okay to be upfront with what you want. I remember,
yeah,
I think it was first or second year of being in Australia, and I was like starting, yeah, dating someone new, and then,
yeah,
I remember I was like talking to, you know, like I don't want to like name people.
No, we don't.
So I'm just, what I was gonna say is that I was being so upfront with that person. I was like, hey, if you like, before we get serious, whatever,
yeah,
and get into a relationship, I just want to tell you upfront that I'm not in for sex.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, even
just
like
communicating
even
before, it. Yeah.
Even before the, yeah, start of a relationship, and like it, yeah, just it also gives that other person a chance to fucking fuck off if
yeah
sex,
yeah,
what if sex what is very important for them.
Yeah. What? I agree with you. And I think in this era of online dating, I just had like a talk about online dating. It's like, yeah, you kind of have to be upfront with that stuff. It's like,
yeah,
you know, if they're in it just for the sex and you're, yeah, not, you're for a long-term relationship, then, yeah, that's, you know, then like he can just go, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like then it's just not it.
Why, right? Why would you want to waste your time anyway?
Exactly.
Okay, it's, yeah, it's, there's a certain, I wouldn't call it standard in online dating where most people just like looking for sex.
Yeah.
So if that is not what you are looking for, just like, you know, say it up front.
Yeah. And I think like you're not wasting time then. You know, if, yeah, you like kind of establish that in the start, it's like, I'm not just here for, like, I don't want to have sex. I feel... And if he's there just for the sex, I feel like you've dodged a bullet in a sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you kind of already established that. Yeah. So definitely how to say no is just communicating what you want. And definitely like, you know, just making sure it gets across. Like,
yeah, yeah. Not like, you know, like just say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like you shouldn't be embarrassed by it. Like,
no,
if you don't want to have it, then don't. Like,
yeah,
seriously,
it's your,
don't.
It's your,
yeah,
it's your body. It's your thing.
Yeah, you're not, yeah, a loser just because you don't want to have sex. Like, no, I, yeah, feel like that. There's that preconception that's like, oh, if you don't have sex now, it's 2020. Yeah. You're a loser. No, 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 no. Like, no. Do you, girl? Do, yeah, you, boy? Do you, whatever? Yeah. Like, you know, stay, yeah, true to who you are for sure. Yeah.
And your value doesn't depend,
no,
on,
yeah,
who you have sex with, when you have sex with,
yes,
when you have sex,
yes,
how late, how,
yes,
early you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you or you don't have,
yeah,
you know, sex.
And I feel
any,
yeah,
kind of sex, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, you should,
yeah,
you should know that there's like penetrative sex is one thing, but there's also oral sex,
oral, mm-hmm,
anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
What other sex is there? I can't keep up, honestly.
Bro, okay. Well, you guys can visit reprodukasi.org to find out all the different types of sex.
Ooh, I'm going to
yes, but aside from that, I feel like we also hit an important point where it's like, what's it called? It doesn't matter when you decide to be abstinence or not. Like maybe in the past relationship you have sex and then now in this relationship you don't. Like honestly, just it's really up to you. Like just because maybe you've had sex in the past doesn't mean like you always have to have sex in every other relationship you have.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, like just make sure like that's not the mindset you have. If you don't want to have,
yeah,
it, if you're not feeling it, just say no. Like,
yeah,
it's hard sometimes because some people can be manipulative, but,
yeah,
it's, you're not a loser. Don't be peer pressured to do it.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. And also like, it's very, very important. I can't stress it enough. How important it is to take the time to actually get to know that other person that you want to have intimate relationship with, like, actually take the time to know them, know their upbringing, know their friends, know their family, like,
yeah,
don't get into, you know, something too deep with manipulative people.
I agree with
that,
you, because I feel like, I agree with you, because I think like, as you mentioned, for a lot of people, sex is a pretty sacred thing, and I think it's better if you have that like emotional connection. I think everyone can agree with that, like sex would,
yeah,
be better if you have like an emotional connection with the person.
Yeah.
So definitely if you want to wait for that, and I think it's important if you do know the person as well, that'd be,
yeah,
like a lot,
yeah,
more intimate and more fun probably.
And you're like, you're in it together, you know. You can just,
yes,
if it's gonna be your first time doing it, you can do your research together, you can watch
that's actually
together.
That's actually pretty interesting. That's actually pretty cute, because like you get to like discover all these things,
yeah,
together. Okay, there is one question Let me just read it out. I don't know how to start to talk about sex education with my family or later with my kids. I don't know, because it's such an unusual topic to discuss.
Well, that also like depends on your age as well. If you're young, obviously your body is maturing. Give your body some time to mature. It's also a bit awkward if you're like 12 and or like 14 and trying to talk about sex with your family. If you have siblings, it's a good start to talk to them about sex, just see if they're, you know, on the same page, if that like together you can bring it up together at like dinner table or whatever. About like talking about it to your future children, that's kind of a long way from now. I'm hopeful that there will be big changes ahead of us, hopefully before you have children yourself. So I don't really have a solution on how to talk about sex with your
family. I feel like maybe with parents, maybe you can talk about it. Maybe you can just kind of learn about it yourself, perhaps through like very verified sources, for sure. Like through verified sources. Reprodukasi.org again. But I think with your future kids, I am pretty hopeful, as Nizia mentioned, that in the future that there would be improvements to it. But if there isn't, I actually did a talk, I think, 3 weeks ago with a doctor who actually teaches sex education to children as young as like 3 years old. Not like what is sex to 3 years old, but like more of, you know, what is your reproductive system? And, you know, they start from there. I guess like there's actually this thing called ITGSC, which is International Technical Guidance for Sexuality Education. And they actually give like the different ages and like what the different ages should learn. You know, like they start off with like, what is the concept of family? What is the concept of, you know, being female and male? What is girl and gender? And then like it gets like the curriculum gets more and more and more. So if you're actually really interested in it and if you really want to learn about it, you can visit that in our website as well, in reprodukasi.org. As Nizia mentioned, I'm pretty hopeful that in the future it definitely will develop.
I think we couldn't blame it on anything that, you know, it is awkward for us to talk about sex with our parents. Okay, no matter what you break.
No, I still cringe when we're watching kayak di bioskop gitu, terus ada kayak sex scene. I still like, oh, I don't know, with my parents beside me, I'm still kind of like, oh, I feel weird, you know?
So like, it's okay not being able to talk about it to your parents, but maybe to like older cousins,
or siblings, aunties
could be
all those cool aunts and cool uncles, right? Out there. But I think it's also important to mention that sex education encompasses more than just the sex itself. I think like, you know, you can definitely, maybe if you really, really, really want to talk about it to your parents, I feel like you can start through consent and relationships and, you know, more of that first before you really get to the, what's it called? Sexually transmitted diseases and all like the safe sex and stuff.
And it's also good to like talk to your parents when you already have the knowledge yourself. So you can educate your parents instead of them educating you. Because obviously, you know, okay, you're better with technology and accessing reproductive.org.
Yeah, for sure. Jadi, I feel... why don't, you know, you get to know more about it first and then we can definitely talk to your parents about it. All right, we're actually nearing the end. I actually got like a notification a bit here. So maybe, Nez, you can share a little bit of like final thoughts about like how important, just stress how important sex education and like talking about sex is, you know?
Yeah. So sex education, as you said before, multiple times, it's not only about having two people having penetrative sex. It doesn't stop there. It's about, you know, like protecting young generation from sexually transmitted diseases, from sexual abuse, from unplanned pregnancy, insecurity and other like mental diseases or mental illness that can stem from that. It also educating people on what their body is going through, apa yang mereka alami, and also it goes generation through generation. So once we better our own generation, then our next generation gonna be the following generation gonna be even better. So there's so many benefits to it, and I can't see any drawbacks if it is delivered, you know, kind of formally and with reliable information and with good sources for people to use.
I agree with you. I absolutely 100% agree with you. It doesn't solve everything, but I feel like it's a good start because education is a long-term investment, right? You mentioned you've hit all the points already. And sex education, very important. Educate yourself, guys. Reprodukasi.org. Thank you so much again, Nez, for joining us today. Thank you so much for having a chat with Reprodukasi today.
Anytime. Honestly, I have so much fun talking to you anyway.
You know, good luck with all the quarantine and everything, stage three situation.
Thank you. And I just want to say again, just jump to reprodukasi.com. Maybe like see who follows us and like get connected with like-minded people. Stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. It's definitely a growing platform, and we're so excited to where it's taking, where it'll go. And then we actually have a whole month coming up, September, called Sextember, which is all about sex education, all the psychological aspects, be it heartbreaks, you know, your first heartbreaks always hurts, but all the way to also like sex education, like the pure sex education where it's like putting on a condom and everything. And so definitely tune in to Reprodukasi. And thank you again, Nez, so much for joining us. Thank you
Enjoy your Sunday night.
Enjoy your Sunday night too, and I'll see you very soon. Hey,
bye.
Bye.